Turn, please, to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John in chapter 10. John 10, reading from verse number 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. My name is Andrew Kundert. I'm a part of the assembly that meets in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And I just take a few minutes here and tell how God reached and saved me. Before I was born, both my grandparents and my parents came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Each of them individually had a time in their life when they came to realize that they were a sinner, but God died for them. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for them. And because of that, I was brought out to assembly meetings, to children's meeting, to gospel meeting from my earliest days. And if there are some in the audience who have that same privilege, I would encourage you to consider it a privilege and not a drudgery. There are many in this world who have never had the opportunity to hear the gospel, and yet there are some who hear it 2, 3, 4 times a week, every week. So from my earliest years, I attended the meetings. I don't remember what was taught because it never affected me. However, what did affect me was a song. And it's the song that's based on this verse, John 10 and 9. One door and only one, yet its sides are two. And I remember when I was young, I would guess I was probably 4 or 5 years of age, my mother and I were in the dining room of my parents' home, and she was singing this, and I was singing along. And I'm sure each of us is familiar with the chorus, but it ends with a question. I'm on the inside, on which side are you? So as we concluded the chorus, I asked my mother, what side of the door are you on? And she said, I'm on the inside. Wow, great. So I told her, I'm on the inside too. And I don't know that it was very easy for her, but she looked at me and said, no, you're on the outside because you've never trusted the Savior. That was not a pleasant thought, but it was the truth. Unfortunately, I didn't pay attention to the warning and I just put it away. I ignored it and went on with my life. But God, in His mercy, came in again. And interestingly enough, it was the same song. On May 10th of 1992, I was sitting in the kitchen, probably only 15 feet from the first conversation. And this time it was a tape of Sunday school hymns playing on the cassette player. And when that same song came on, as I listened to it, I realized the truth of it. There is one door. There's only one way to heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of His death on the cross, I can be saved. He died for me. But the wonderful thing is that John chapter 3 and verse number 16 has that word whosoever in it. He died for me, yes, but He died for you. And as we read here, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. One moment I was outside the door. The next moment I was inside, safe and secure for all eternity. And the same offer of mercy is available to every individual tonight. May God bless His word.